Greetings, I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 9, verses 13 through 23. But I want to begin with a word of praise. The psalmist said, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." So what is something for which we can praise God today? I want to suggest today that we praise God for His mighty power. God is powerful. Nothing is impossible for Him. Nothing is difficult for Him. God has the power to do anything. What an amazing attribute of God. Nahum in the Bible, Nahum 1:3 says, "The Lord is slow to anger, but He is great in power." Psalm 62:11, "God has spoken once, I have heard Him speak twice, and strength belongs to the Lord." So we praise You, Lord. We praise You, Father, for Your great power. Now, let's focus on John chapter 9. Jesus, if you're with us in the previous devotion, you know that Jesus has healed a man born blind. We saw the miracle, now we'll see the rest of the story. Verse 13, they brought the man who used to be blind to the Pharisees. The day, verse 14, that Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes was a Sabbath. So you'll remember this unusual technique that Jesus used in healing the man. Instead of just speaking forth the healing, Jesus took some dirt and he spit in it. He made some mud or some clay, and then he applied it to the blind man's eyes. And through that procedure, Jesus healed him. Now, perhaps Jesus did it this way in order to intentionally break the rules, not God's rules, but the rules, the traditional rules of the Pharisees about what could and couldn't happen on the Sabbath, because he wanted to provoke a confrontation with the Pharisees. Jesus broke the Pharisees' rules in three ways. First, he healed a man of a non-life-threatening ailment, and the Pharisees prohibited that. Secondly, he made mud or he made clay. That was something specifically that the Pharisees prohibited. And then he applied the mud or the clay to the man, and that was specifically prohibited. So Jesus, in three different ways, violates the rules of the Pharisees, and they're going to have something to say about this. Verses 15 and 16, then the Pharisees asked him again how he received his sight. "He put mud on my eyes," he told them. "I washed and I can see." That's the testimony of the man born blind, now healed by Jesus. Verse 16, some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God because he doesn't keep the Sabbath." But others were saying, "How can a sinful man perform such signs?" And there was a division among them. Now, the division was caused by some clinging to their traditions and others embracing Jesus' clear teaching and his crystal clear signs in these miracles that he does. Verse 17, again, they asked the blind man, "What do you say about him since he opened your eyes?" "He is a prophet," he said. So they sought to put the responsibility on the healed man. They say, "What do you say about this man?" They have no compassion for this man who was born blind, who suffered greatly, and now has been healed. They should have been rejoicing. But no, that was the furthest thing from their minds. Look at verse 18. The Jews did not believe this about him, that he was blind and received sight, until they summoned the parents of the one who had received his sight. So the Jews thought this was a made-up story, so they summoned the man's parents, and then there is convincing proof. Verse 19, they asked them, "Is this your son, the one you say was born blind? How then does he see?" Verse 20, "We know this is our son and that he was born blind. his parents answered. Verse 21, but we don't know how he now sees, and we don't know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He's of age. He'll speak for himself. That seems like an odd answer. Why didn't the parents just more forthrightly say it was the man called Jesus? But we'll see the reasoning for their reluctance in verse 22. His parents said these things because they were afraid of the Jews, since the Jews had already agreed that if anyone confessed him as the Messiah, confessed Jesus, that is, he would be banned from the synagogue. So the Jewish regulation stipulated two kinds of excommunication. Sometimes a person would do something wrong and they would be kicked out of the synagogue for 30 days. But then there was another kind of excommunication where you were kicked out of the synagogue permanently. And so the Jewish leaders threatened anyone who embraced Jesus as the Messiah with this permanent excommunication. Now, this was serious because the synagogue really controlled every aspect of life, civic life, recreational life, legal life, religious life, business life. And so the parents were filled with fear. The parents feared people more than they feared God. And then verse 23, this is why his parents said, he's of age, ask him. So what does this passage teach us? We could point to the lessons that Jesus learned, when we see the Jews more worried about the traditions than that this man was born blind. So there's something to learn there. But what I want you to see is something about the fear of the parents. We will all face times in life when we have to choose if we will fear the Lord or we will fear man. Are you willing to stand up for Jesus? Are you willing to declare the truth and the goodness of Christ, even when it might hurt you, even when it might damage your reputation, even when people might look down upon you? That's the question. These parents weren't willing to do it. They were filled with fear. May we be bold in our stand for Christ. Listen, before we wrap up today, I want to give you a Thanksgiving challenge. The psalmist said to offer thanksgiving to the Lord. So let me give you one thing to thank God for today. Thank God today for the basic necessities of life. Often we only thank God when something wonderful happens to us. And we certainly should thank God then. But today, just think about the basic necessities that God provides for you every day, that you have health, that you have food, that you have things to drink, that you have people around you that are encouraging and taking care of you. You have shelter over your head. You're warm when it's cold. You're cool when it's warm. Thank God for the necessities of life. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. That really helps us get the word out. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.